Welcome to this iOS 11 demo, and in this demo I want to show you the new auto answer feature on calls for incoming calls. So let me just go and jump into accessibility settings. Hey Siri, open accessibility settings.
Here are the accessibility settings.
Settings.
Now,
general,
I'm going to do a four-finger touch down the bottom because it's more down the bottom than the top.
Accessibility shortcut.
And
voice over.
Flick back.
Guided access. Learning. Audio description. Subtitles captioning. Media. Heading. Hearing aid compatibility. Hearing aid adjust the audio volume. 50 left. Noise cancel. Phone noise cancel. Mono audio. LED flash. MFI hearing aid. Hearing. Call audio routing. Automatic. Button.
Okay, and that's the call audio routing. So one finger double tap.
Select accessibility. Back button.
And one finger flick to the right.
Call audio routing. Heading. Selected. Automatic.
So this is currently automatic.
Bluetooth headset.
Bluetooth headset.
Speaker.
Speaker.
Call audio routing determines where audio will be heard during a phone call or FaceTime audio.
Okay, so that's audio routing. Flick to the right again.
Auto answer calls. Off. Button.
And this is the one we want. Auto answer calls. So one finger double tap on that.
Settings. Call audio
and
routing.
Flick to the right.
Auto answer calls. Heading. Auto answer calls. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
So one finger double tap on that.
On.
Now I've turned it on. Now if I flick to the right.
Seconds. 3.00. Text field.
We can actually
double
increment
tap to edit.
On how fast we want auto answer to kick in. And just be aware that if you're using services such as voicemail that kick in after a certain time period, you'll have to set this before that, of course, transfers your call to your voicemail. So flick to the right.
Decrement button. Increment
so we've
button.
Got the decrement and increment buttons.
The duration of time to wait until the call is auto-answered.
That's the auto-answer time.
The duration of
it.
Time
so
to wait.
Left.
Increment
now,
button.
If I double tap on increment.
Increment. 4 seconds.
Okay, it's now 4 seconds. Double tap.
Increment. 5 seconds.
It's now 5 seconds. One finger double tap.
Increment. 6 seconds.
Okay, and I flick to the left.
Decrement button.
And double tap.
Decrement. 5 seconds. Decrement. 4 seconds. Decrement. 3 seconds.
And of course, if I keep going, going
decrement,
down.
2 seconds. Decrement. 1 second. Decrement. 0 seconds.
Which should be straight away.
Double tap
so
to edit.
Let's have a go at the straight away one, or immediate. So I'm going to grab my landline here, probably my phone number for my mobile here, and send.
Alan Woodbridge or three others. End call. Button.
Okay.
Okay,
and
I'm connected.
All right, so that was easy. So hang up. That was a pretty well straight away call. All right, so let me adjust
settings.
The time period.
Call audio routing.
So I just
back
move
button.
My phone. Let me flick to the right.
Auto answer. Auto seconds. Decrement. Increment. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Increment. 1 second. Increment. 2 seconds. Increment. 3 seconds.
Of course, I could always go into that edit field and type in the new number, but I'm too lazy.
Increment. 5 seconds. Increment. 6 seconds. Increment. 7 seconds. Increment. 8 seconds. Increment. 9 seconds. Increment. 10 seconds.
And let's see what happens. Dial my number again. And send. That's my Mac going off as well, sorry. And I believe,
yep.
There, we go.
There we go.
I've answered,
the call
without
touching
my phone. And if
and
I hang
I
up,
hang
the call's gone. So that's really
settings.
Handy. You could practically use
routing.
The phone without
back
having
button.
To touch it with the auto answer set on. So just keep in mind, this is not auto routing audio. This is auto answering the phone call. So a really, really handy feature. And top of the screen again.
Call audio routing.
And flick to the right.
Heading. Auto answer calls. On.
I can one finger double tap.
Off.
And turn it off. And if I flick to the
auto
right.
Auto answer calls. Off.
There's nothing else there. If I flick it back on
double
again.
On.
Flick to the right.
Seconds. 10.00.
It stays
field.
To your previous setting, which is actually
double
quite
tap
nice.
To edit.
So
swipe
moment,
up or down. Auto answer calls. On.
I'm going to double tap and turn this off for the moment for the next couple of days as I'm doing these recordings. And that is the function for auto-answering phone calls with iOS 11. So let me press the home button to go back to my home screen.
Calendar.
And I'm back on my home screen. Lock my phone. And that completes this demo of using Auto Answer with iOS 11. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.